Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's pray, God. You're a great God.
Yes, you are, God.
Yes, yes, yes. Awesome Father.
Yes.
Yet, even though you're the God who created the vast universe and everything in it, it amazes me that I can meet with you.
Yes.
And I can talk to you.
Yes.
And you listen to me. Oh, how great a God you are. So as we gather this morning, knowing that you're listening to us, Lord, that our worship is pleasing in your sight. But we need you. Because without you, we can't do anything.
My God.
So we need you this morning. Because it's you that makes a difference in lives. Pray, God, if there's anyone here that hasn't been rescued from their life of sin, that this morning might be the morning that they make that decision and call upon Jesus, the great rescuer, to be their Savior and their Lord. For the rest of us, God, now, even now,
yes.
Would you manifest your presence and your power in this place?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because you're amazing in so many ways.
Yes, you are, Lord.
Thank you, God. Just give us one more chance to come together. We know it wasn't promised to us, but grace stopped by our home this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord God.
See if we had another chance to be the person that you called us to be. We thank you for that grace. And then grace kept us safe down the dangerous highway. And even as we stand, every breath we breathe is your grace. Oh, thank you,
God.
For not cutting me off last night. I know how unworthy I am, but you didn't cut me off. They don't come here with eyes. They come here with you have to say. So do a work this morning. Thank you so much. In advance for what you want to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beginning at verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love. Because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Listen, listen, before we get into the sermon, I need to have another Tim talk with y'all.
All right.
Listen. The last time I had that Tim talk, I've been trying to work on that. But now listen, the key thing we're talking about in this series is that fellowship. Having that intimate fellowship where you can actually experience God's love. Now I'm just going to give you something I do. It may not work for you, may or may not, but I just share it with you. For me, I go to my place. You got to have a place.
Right.
You got to have a time. Uh-huh. If you don't have a place and a time, it usually won't happen. Because you'll be so busy and things. So you got to kind of schedule the time when you're with him. And I get in my place and in my time. And then sometimes I may have music. Y'all know how music sets.
Oh, yeah.
That's why y'all can make them mixtapes.
I'm trying to
set the mood. Yeah. Well, I have music. Most of the time, it's music either that tells how great God is. It's always music about how great He is and how much He loves. It's a mixture of those things. I always kind of try to choose music that's about how great He is and how much He loves. So when I listen to the music, it's like I'm basking in His love and grace.
Amen.
And so I listened to that for a while. Amen. Maybe two or three songs. So get you some songs picked out. Get some worship. Talk about how great God is. How He loves. How wonderful God is. Amen. So you get in the mood to meet with Him. You know when you meet a loved one and have intimate fellowship, you want to get in the mood.
Amen.
That's what I do with God. And then I read His word. Or either if you are young, you may want to read a devotional book. But the book ought to have a lot of scripture in it.
Yes.
Don't get a book that don't have a scripture in it, because you want to look up the thing.
Right.
You want to look up the thing. Amen. You want to learn something about God. See, I'm learning something about God from the song. I'm learning about God from the book or the Bible.
Yes.
Or even sometimes, if it's not a book or the Bible, I'll just listen to a sermon. If you got Internet, you know, there's a whole lot of good sermons on the internet.
Amen.
So get somebody, but I want to hear about God. I want this whole thing to be immersed in how great, how loving, and kind. So when I come in there, it feels like I've been bathed in God's goodness.
That's real.
All right. Then after I do all that, I take time and we have a conversation. Right. And that's what's so amazing about it, that even little old me, amen, that came from the hood, can have a conversation with the ruler and the maker of the universe,
who's
God and who is sovereign. And I just, it's not like I talk to him in church.
Yeah.
I kind of fix that up for y'all. But see, when I'm with him, it's different. You know, because I don't have to say all those, it's like when Gabrielle talked to her father. She don't say, Pastor Will, Pastor's the best thing to be there. She don't say all that.
Right.
She just say, Dad, and start talking.
Right.
And we have it. So that same way it is with God. I just start telling God things.
Yeah.
If I mess up, I tell Him, Lord, I done messed up again.
Right.
I done messed up again.
How we gonna fix it?
I'm trying so hard not to mess up. God, you have to help me. But I'm tired of doing the same. Anybody else say that?
Amen.
I'm tired of doing the same.
Amen.
You're going to have to give me strength, Lord. You're going to have to help me. I'm leaning on. So you tell him that. You can tell him what you think about him. Tell him what you think about him. Mm-hmm. Because he needs to hear what you how much you love him, what he means to you. Tell him about that. Share what's going on in your life with him. Share the feelings you've been having. You share about the love. You can share. You're just having a regular conversation with God. And once you finish that regular conversation, so I'm saying, if you're a beginner, you know, take about 10 minutes. All this up and it says, it may take 10. It takes me a little longer.
Yeah.
I mean, but at least take a minimum of 10 minutes. Just find you that quiet place. Mm-hmm. Get your music. Or if you got a Christian radio station, however you want to do it. And get your book or your Bible or your sermon.
That's real.
You know what I mean? And also, would you add, if you really want to go deep with God, get your journal.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you say, oh,
amen.
God. And start putting questions. God, I'm going to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Put the question down and put prayer down. So you, if you have it in that journal, when you pray it, then you'll know when he answered it.
Mm-hmm.
Put down the new experience you have in it. Put down in this time this morning, God, this is what I learned from you. Mm-hmm. Put it down.
Amen.
And I'm so glad I learned this about you. And in that time, you find so many great times. So that's the intimate time you want to have with God. Now, the reason why I take time to tell you this, because I have found, I don't know if it's true for everybody, but I have found that's the place that makes my life different.
Amen.
Because that's the place where I get my connection.
Amen.
If I miss that time too much,
I'm off.
I'll be going back to some of the old habits.
Yes.
Attitudes.
Yes.
In action.
Yes.
I miss that time.
Yes.
If I'm in that time on a regular, consistent basis, I experience victory.
Yeah.
That time sometimes can separate victory or defeat. So it's a valuable time. It's worth the time you spend.
It is.
Satan will tell you, the enemy will tell you, you don't have time for that. You've got too much to do. But if you spend that time with God, he'll make your life so efficient that you'll be able to accomplish everything that you wanted to accomplish. So that's just a 10 part. Now let's get into the Bible.
Amen. I dare you to try for 30 days.
Come on.
All right, here we go.
23.
I want to talk about this morning, as we get into the Word of God. Amen. I want to title this. This is from our series of the Epistle of 1 John, Living Loved, and talking about the end of the. I want to call this morning's sermon Sappy Love. Sappy love. You know, if you look up on, put it in your search engine, sappy love song, or sappy love poems, you know, you get all that poetic stuff. Well, folks just go overboard saying how much they love this person. How that person is the sunshine, the you know that roses are red, violets are blue. I love you, you know I do. You know all that. But how they make your life. Cause, so that's what I'm saying. That's a secular
sappy.
It has a whole lot of sentiment in it. A whole lot of emotions in it. Amen. And it is. There's more emotion often than commitment.
Amen.
Turn it down just a little bit. There we're going to get a kind of feeling. It's more emotion than commitment. Because soon as those feelings disappear,
right,
we done fell out of love.
Right. That's real. That's real. It's true.
It's not good to just love because you fell into it.
All right.
If you fell in something, that's a lot of times you fall, you get injured.
Right.
Let me tell you this. And I was, while I'm researching for this, I was going over some things. I was starting to bring up some of the points. But there's a woman that wrote a letter to somebody she had broke up with. Said, I'm sorry, I messed up. I love you. I know I didn't do the things I was supposed to do. But listen, I've always loved you. You've always been my everything in my world. So I want to come back and I want us to reconnect. And by the way, I want to congratulate you for winning the lottery.
Wow.
So sappy. That's the kind of sappy. But that's, listen here. That's not the kind of sappy love the pastor's talking about.
Because you know we are in this series, that word that we're talking about a lot is abiding.
Okay.
Abiding. You abide in me and I'm abiding. Abiding is all through. The Apostle John used the word abiding more than anybody. I think it's mentioned, 122 times in the Bible. John uses the 66 of those times. And it's a lot in First John about abiding. And I told you, the way we understand abiding is to go back to the Gospel of John. It's the key. That's the key chapter is the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Where it talks about, amen, Jesus being the true vine.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And God called me the husband, and we are the branches.
Yes. Yes.
And the branch abides in the vine, and the vine abides in the branch.
Yeah.
And then it says, if we abide, there's a progression. If you abide in the vine, you will have a grape. If you abide in me, it's going to be a grape. If you keep on abiding in me, it's going to be more grape. And then finally, you in the much more grape.
Yes.
Okay? So that abiding thing caused you to have fruit, more fruit, and much fruit.
Yes.
Why is that? Because when the branch abides in the vine, the vine brings the nutrients from the root. Brings the nutrients from the root through the vine to the branch.
Yeah.
How is the nutrient transported from the root to the fruit? And I want to tell you how the nutrients are transported from the root to the fruit is in the sap.
Okay.
The nutrients that the branch needs to be fruitful in a way that glorifies God.
Yes.
Come from the root to the fruit through the sap.
Yeah.
If you take the branch off the vine, the sap don't go through. And the branch dies.
Yeah.
Because the sap contains the water, the nutrients, and the hormone that's needed for growth. It's all in the... In the what? In the what? That's why you gotta be sap. Some of y'all might have seen. Some of y'all might have been seen on Netflix.
Uh-oh.
Happy to be nappy. Yeah, talking about, you know, how black hair is those little curly in there. But you know, we need to own it. It's not saying it's bad. It's just how God made us.
Right.
So y'all be happy that you know God because it's strengthening that. But listen here. We ought to be happy to be sacred.
Right.
A believer ought to be happy to be saved.
Yes.
Because without being saved, without the sap that comes from the root to us, we can never be fruitful in a way that glorifies God.
Amen.
But that's where we get it. We get it from Christ. Christ is the true vine.
Yes, sir.
And we get the nutrients that come from the sap through from the a vine to the branch, and enables us to be fruitful. So when I'm talking about a sappy love, I'm talking about a love that does not come from the branch on its own.
Right,
you cannot love like I'm going to ask you, and God is challenging us to love unless you abide in the vine. And you are in daily dependence on the vine. That's why you need that intimate time with God that I was talking about.
Right.
Because that's how the vine stays connected to the branch. bad. Combined, they're connected. Because that is in, that love that is in the vine comes to the branch. The love that's in Christ comes to the believers through the Holy Spirit,
right,
which is the Holy Self.
Right. Amen.
You cannot live the life that God created you to live without having the Holy Spirit, which I'm calling the Holy Self in your life.
That's real.
You can't love like he's challenging you to love without that sap that comes from him.
Yes.
It's his love in us.
Amen.
It's actually what the text we're looking at today is asking us to love like. Let's get into the text a little bit more. Verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning. From the beginning, that we should love one another. And the thing about it, he says, I think John 15, 34, 35, he says, you ought to love one another as I have loved you.
Right.
Now, if he just stopped and said, love one another, even if you said love your neighbor as you love yourself, as it was in the commandment. But now he said we gotta love each other like he.
Right.
See that you know the golden rule, the one to others.
Yeah.
Do unto others as they do unto you. With the baseball, love your neighbor like you love yourself. Well, see, this right here is what I call the platinum rule. It's a little level up.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
All right.
He said, love one another like I have loved you.
Yes.
Like you love. Wow. You asking a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. I know I'm asking a whole lot, but you got to realize if you're in me, I can give you the same love that I have flowing through you. And if you were back there in that kitchen, and I had some grapes. And I held the one grape. I said, what is this? You know, we had my thing. What is this? I don't know what. Is it a marble? A button? But now, if I had a whole bunch of grapes,
yeah.
All them grapes, Pastor, because sometimes the more
fruit, much fruit.
When you get to the much fruit, it's readily apparent.
Yes.
When we have the much fruit thing going in our lives, it's readily apparent that we did not do that on our own.
Right.
When we are loving like Christ is going to challenge us to love through John writing, it's more than you can do on your own. But he said, love each other.
Yeah.
Like I loved you. So the first thing about sappy love causes us to love as spiritual family. We are spiritual family.
Uh-huh,
that's true. But, let me go back to my verse here. Now this came, who was of the wicked one, murdered his brother, and why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's right. Do not marvel, my brother. I mean family. If the world hates you, we know that we have passed from death and life because we love the what? Brother. That's another way of saying family.
Yeah.
He who does not love the brother. If you come to church and you can't love your brother, our sisters, my brothers include both of those saying, then you're not abiding in the right place.
Right.
You're not abiding in love, you're abiding in death.
Right.
Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. Eternal life is a quality of life. Not that living long,
right,
but living like Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
When you have that abide in you because of that connection and that sap within you, you can do it.
Yeah. Right.
But you try to do it on your own, you ain't gonna be able to come. You end up being like Cain. Now it says the world, because we are like Christ, the world hates us.
Amen.
If the world don't hate you, you probably compromise it somewhere. You're hiding your life. When you get around certain people, certain places, you're hiding your life. You living in contradiction to the real you.
Right.
If you live the real you and you're in Christ and his life being reproducing you, then like the world hated him and crucified him, the world gonna hate you and crucify you.
Amen.
And nobody wants to be. That's why often children are bullied.
Right. Come on now.
They're not bullied in. People don't say bad things about them, and folk put stuff on social media about them, and folk excuse say insult them and things. Most of the time, the person that insulting them has some insecurities.
Right.
And since they're insecure about their own value, they try to take away your value.
Right.
Is anybody listening to me? Is this my... Maybe I should come to this mic. This mic don't look like.
So true.
Y'all understand? When a person don't know their own value, they'll try to, amen, reduce your value so they can feel better about themselves.
Yes, right.
And sometimes men have been hurt. Mm-hmm. Hurt people hurt people.
Yes.
So the world, don't expect the world to love you if you're living for God. Because they don't understand you. They don't understand Jesus.
Right.
And they'll find, they'll make up words to describe you. But don't, I told you last time, when folks say stuff about you that's not true, well, I don't care what they say, you just got to mentally know what to do with it. You take it, amen, and you take that letter that they sent you, and you put return to sender because you sent it to the wrong address.
Right.
Return to, it's not my name. My name ain't on it. But you call me everything but a child of God. You done put me down in every way you could. You ain't saying the same thing about me that my father say about me. So it must not be me that you sent this letter to. So I need to put return to sinner and send this thing back to you. Because it's not for me. This person that you're talking about don't live at this address. I live in Christ. I'm in him. I'm in the vine. I'm in a whole different sphere. So don't let nobody devalue you. You got to know who you are.
Man.
Listen, and it's important to know who you are.
Sure.
But that way you can't really keep on fighting unless you know who you are.
Amen. Amen.
You know when a boxer get in trouble, get knocked down, one way in the other sports too, you get a rough hit. One way to know if that person is still gone is asking who they are. I want to tell you, if you don't know who you are, you're not ready to keep on fighting.
That's real.
You can handle the fight as long as you know who you are.
Yes.
That's real.
So God wants us to know for certain who we are. He said the world is going to hate
you.
But that's all right.
Believe me.
Because when we come together.
Come on now.
Amen. Yeah. The world hit me pretty hard this week.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Come on now.
If I could get over to my corner.
Yeah. I know I got some corner. I
done got cut.
Yeah.
But if I could just make it to my corner.
Yeah.
I'm a little dizzy now. like wrestling. You know, with wrestling, you got a tag team. Sometimes, man, you be getting beat down. But if you just got somebody you can take.
Come on, Bill.
If you just got somebody you can reach.
Yeah.
And tag them in.
Yeah.
Can I carry the load and call me back in Texas? Then the Bible says we need to bury each other's burden. When I've been beat down as much as I can take, I can reach over. And if I can just tag. I wish I had a witness in him. When I had all I could take, I need to be able to reach over and tag in Robert Roberts. I'm winning as far as I can go. I'm losing this thing. Can I tag you in? And he had to carry my burden.
Thank you, Lord.
That's real.
Thank you, Lord.
That's real.
Hallelujah. Ain't nothing like having being in that winter world by yourself. You ain't got nobody to tag in. You ain't got nobody in your corner. Sometimes it seems like you ain't gonna make it. But oh, thank God for church. Hey! Some of us, we just go to church with folks love. Hallelujah. Something about when you go to church with folks love. Call on you and pray for you and care for you and love you and stand by you and encourage you.
You ain't even got to say nothing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes
that's real.
That's a good thing about church. I'm just going to make this analogy. I'm going back to the word. Sometimes when you get beat down and rest, if you can't reach your partner,
come on, they'll come to you.
Come on, you know how it is.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes when you can't get to them,
hallelujah, Lord God,
it might be against the rules.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
You may have to break the rules a little bit, but you'll jump.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You'll jump in the match anyway.
Yeah.
But sometimes helping somebody is more important than rules. Because you feel man down, I got to get in there.
I got you.
I got to help him.
Yeah.
I got to help him. I had to break the rules to help him.
Yeah.
Man, I know.
Thank you, Lord God.
So, but it's good.
Thank you,
Lord God. It's good to have it. It's good to have it.
Thank you,
so
Lord God.
So that's kind of love it ought to be in the family.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting a little inferred that we're going to work through that. Listen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you.
There was a writer named Caecilius, and he said of the Christians, they know one another by secret marks and signs, and they love one another almost before they know one another.
All right.
Lucian said of the church, it is incredible to see the fervor with which the people of that religion help each other in their wants. They spare
nothing.
Their first legislation with Jesus has put it into their heads that they are all brothers. The church father Tertullian says, it is our care for the helpless and our practice of love and kindness that brings us in the eyes of our many opponents. They say, look, they say, how they love one another. Look how they are prepared to die for one another.
Yeah.
I wonder when they look at us today, do they say the same thing that they said when they looked at the early church? Look, behold how they love one another. Because Jesus said, when you love each other as I have loved you, that way they will know.
Right.
You, my disciples. Not by because you know all the doctrines of the faith. Not because you're at church every Sunday morning. Amen. But they will know because of the love that they see. Love that they see.
Jesus.
So he contrasts the world that hates us.
contrast between the world and the weak. Because we love one another. The reason why we can love one another is because the branch is in the vine. The sap that runs from the branch. Christ will run into the branch from the vine. And it enables us to love like it's impossible to love by yourself. That's what you ought to love. Sometimes it don't happen like that. Sometimes there's, when I see that I try to get that name. This second, not only must we love, be loving as family, but we also must love sacrificially.
Amen.
We also must love. Love is a sacrificial thing. When we talk about agape love is sacrificial.
Amen.
It's a sacrificial kind of love. I had the definition of mine to someone. Love is a self-sacrificing, caring commitment that shows itself in seeking the highest good of others. Love, this is scary. Love, when we love, we sacrifice ourselves for the benefit of others.
Amen.
Y'all get that? When we love, we sacrifice ourselves for the benefit of others.
Yeah.
We give up so others can go up.
Right.
We sacrifice ourselves for the benefit of others. Now, what Cain did, because I want to contrast between what Christ did and what Cain did.
Okay.
Cain hate and murder. When you murder, you sacrifice others for the benefit of self.
Yeah.
When you hate, you say, I want something, and you're in my way. So I sacrifice you in order to get to what I want to get to. When you hate, you say, your life don't matter. Your life don't count. My life counts. So I can get rid of your life, so I can get in my life whatever I want in my life. Problem is, the reason why people don't really believe in the church like they should believe in the church, because the church is body count.
Amen. Amen. Come on now. Amen.
How many folks have you thrown under the bus?
Mine.
To save you. How many folks have you killed with your tongue?
That's real.
With your attitude.
That's real. Ouch.
And with your eye rolling. We're supposed to be loving people, but when we look back, how many bodies are behind? Yeah, you done made some progress, but how many bodies did you leave behind you?
That's real. Jesus.
You ought to be a Christian on your job.
Amen.
You ought not have to run over folks.
Right.
And don't go under the bus and mistreat and manipulate folks in order that you get a promotion.
Right.
If I got to do all that to get a promotion, I just say where I am.
That's right.
Because the Bible tells me, if I say, amen, it's the Lord.
Come on now. Amen.
You don't have to hustle up position.
Right. Amen.
We try to hustle up position.
Lord have mercy.
You don't like Jacob? Esau? Jacob wanted to put the end to hustle it up, cheating his brother. Cheating him out of both his blessings and his birthright. God had already said that he's going to rule over. He said the younger going to rule over the older. He already, so why are you going to hustle up something that God already said is yours?
Right.
God already said he will bless me. I don't have to do shade and stuff to make it.
Right.
I just be who I am.
You're
right?
That's real.
But they see us saying, we're believing we're followers of Christ.
Yeah.
And then they see us.
Yeah.
And they look behind us, and their body's all over the place. See, you know how I said a while ago, it's fruit. More fruit, much fruit. Well, that's the same thing when you abide in death.
Yeah.
Angry.
Yeah.
That's why I would have said to Matthew, you're angry with your brother, you call him a fool and all that other stuff, you already committed murder.
You're right.
Because anger, that's fruit.
Uh-huh.
Hatred, more fruit. Murder, much fruit.
Yeah.
But you've been guilty all the time. Because you get because what's in the root.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
All right.
You need the Lord to fix the root.
Yes.
Fix the root. Fix the root. Because when you fix your root, with the root in the right place, you won't see it.
Yeah.
So no murder. No murderer has eternal life. Because they're not. The sap ain't going to bring up murder. The sap going to bring up positive.
Yes.
So, ask yourself. This is in every aspect of your life. Your family,
mm-hmm.
your employment,
mm-hmm.
church,
mm-hmm.
friends. Which one am I? Do I sacrifice for others' well-being? Do I sacrifice myself for the well-being of others like Christ did?
All right.
Or am I the one that like Cain sacrificed others for my own needs?
Preach.
Cain was upset because Abel, God accepted Abel's offering.
Yeah.
And then they said me. But look at God. God already knew because his sin was cropped.
Yeah.
Sin is all for me.
Sin
like a linebacker.
Yeah.
We're already ready to play. He know what's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to pop it when they get out of here. That's the way sin was. He said, sin is laying in white cane. All you got is the cane. Just go back and do right.
Right. Yeah.
Cain, I'm going to give you another chance.
Yeah.
Yes, you messed up. Just go back and do right, Cain.
Yeah.
By then, the fruit had became more fruit.
Yeah.
God's like, oh, he's going through that much fruit. And sin was there waiting there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took his brother out.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother cried out. And God said, okay, why is brother here? Oh, his brother cried out to me. Hey, I ain't my brother, babysitter. You're wrong man. See, I need him to feel me.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why I get in my space, in my place, in my time. Because that's why I get filled.
Right.
And see, I got to get the feel before I can give the feel.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
He fills me to the brim. And when you fill to the brim, it's easy to
God fill me. So when I come into contact, they can get a little spill on.
Yeah.
Fill me with your love. So when I'm around folks, it'll spill over on me.
Yeah. Right.
Spill here.
Right.
Spill there. Spill over on my co-workers.
Yeah.
They having a down day, but all that they can spill on them,
Lord.
If they can spill it, you'll change your whole workplace.
Come on, man.
Because you don't come over. You don't overcome evil with evil. You have to overcome evil with good.
You're right.
What we try to do somebody evil with us, we try to be evil back then.
No.
Folks treat you evil, you can't change nobody but you. So go to your place where you can get your fear.
Right.
If you get your fear, they'll get your fear.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I promise you God will work it out.
Thank you, Father.
Every time.
Two kinds. Love, like that's the way we have to love. But it's not us, it's Him loving through us.
Right. Because I'm sometimes. Keep it real.
It's Him loving
you.
So,
it's you.
It's loving as a family, it's loving sacrificially. And let me put this thing on.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Last is loving personally and practically. See, it's easy for us to love a whole group. If you're in a group, say maybe you're in a club or something, you say, no, I love my club. So you say, I love the whole group. Now, any group might be a couple of them.
Okay, get on my last nerve. Amen.
It might be a couple of. I read about a woman. She came to church, and she always had this other woman. You know, they never did get along. One day she got to church, and that woman just hugged her. Wow, man, she ain't never hugged me before. We don't even get along that way. Maybe she had a breakthrough. Then that woman, by one pastor, was finished in the sermon. Said, now I want y'all to go out and do the same thing I told y'all to do. Last week, that person you just can't stand.
Real sweet.
If you're old enough, watch your hood. Sometimes you love the group, but he's not saying. He said personalize. Look, it just said brother. See, in that verse, it just said brotherly. It said brother.
Yeah. Singular.
You have to love the individual.
Yeah.
Right again, I love Bethsaida. And if by two or three, I can't stand them. Get on my last day. You need to get sapped. You ain't got sapped yet. You need to get sapped in you. When you get sapped, you will love everybody. You got to love them personally. It ought not be like a lady Astra in church here. She's always fight. Lady Astra in Winston church here. Lady Astra said one day, Winston church here, you know, boy, if I was your wife, I'd put arsenic in your beer. The church here said, if you my wife, I drink it. This ought not be in the church. We ought not be like Utica and Syracuse. Well, y'all just settle them disputes.
Amen.
If you got a dispute in the church and you can't settle it, I'm kind of concerned by if you abide in them.
That's real.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Well, no.
That's good.
Even in the family.
Amen.
Even in the family.
Yes.
If you're in a If you're a Christian and you're married to a Christian.
Jesus. All right. Jesus.
And both people in the vine abide.
All right. Okay.
I ain't mean no weenie. If both y'all in the vine.
If you both in
the
vine. Come on.
And both y'all got crying love.
Jesus.
And Christ is trying to empower you to love like he loved.
Amen.
I cannot see what's the problem.
Yes,
with y'all holding on and hope.
All right.
People don't want to ask. That's
because you were born to represent Christ and the church.
Yes.
Christ will always love the church.
You're right.
That's the same thing Christian marriage should be like. Uh-huh. It should be like Hosea and Gomer.
Right.
Because you know Gomer messed up a whole lot.
Right.
Gomer was always out in the streets.
Yeah.
Gomer, she was out there making her money.
Right.
Yes, amen. She was out in the streets.
Yes, sir.
Had two or three babies. There wasn't Hosea.
Right.
Yes.
And finally she just went up home. And end up in slavery and on the, amen, on the block, on the slavery block about to be sold.
Yeah, right.
On the block.
But look at Hosea.
Yes, sir.
But he represents how God loves.
Yes.
And the same for Gomer Price was. And Hosea said, well, I ain't got that, but let me go sell some stuff.
Yeah.
Let me go sell some land and get her. And here she was. She wasn't as beautiful as she used to be. She didn't have the smile she used to have.
Right.
Now she was kind of dirty and worn out. But the whole day said, still, I love her, so whatever it takes to get her back, I'm willing to go.
Yeah.
That's how God loves us.
Because
sometimes, amen, we didn't run the streets on God. We're spiritual adulterers. But God don't give up on us. God comes for us, and he's willing to pay the price to get us back.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for paying the price.
Thank
you. Because I had some Gomer in me.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, but he paid the price.
Yeah.
Said, come on home.
Yeah.
I know you clothes right, but I already got some new clothes waiting at home. Come on home.
Yeah.
It's still your home. I still pay whatever necessary to get you back.
Yes,
you do. That's God. That's how good our God. I got to close this. It's taking me too long.
Good.
And love us practical.
It's good.
It's personal. And you kind of love us practically. It's got to be practical. He said, listen here. And the thing says, if you got what you need, you got the world goods.
Mm-hmm.
You got food in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I got food in the refrigerator. Got to clean out something. You got clothes and clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Got some of the clothes and clothes. I ain't been. Shoes. Can't find places. You got all this stuff. Got places that are not supposed to be stored places. It's storage places.
Yeah.
Let me give you some of this stuff. If you got the word of goods and see your brother in need.
Come on,
in other words, You got what you need. God bless you what you need.
Yeah.
You see your brother in need. Now, this is not just like, if you look at the language, it's not really talking about just, oh, man, you just see him in need instantly. But you've been looking at him in need for, or her in need for a while.
Yeah.
You've been looking at him struggling for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
And it says, you got all your stuff. And what you do, you go, shut the door. Get your key and lock your lock your stuff up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. She might want something. She ain't getting none of my stuff. How does the Lord of Christ dwell in you? You ain't got no sap in you.
Right. And you ain't got to put it on Facebook when you do it.
You sapless.
Am I all sapless?
Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing like having a sadness life. You got
that's real.
Yes.
That's real.
Yes.
I need some sadness.
Yes.
Yes. That's why I gotta stay divine. That's why I gotta connect with God. Yeah. That's why I say, God, I'm depending on you. I can't make it, God. I've tried to make it without you. Yeah. And without you, I can't make it. I fail and I fall and I make mistakes and I blow it and I disappoint people and I disappoint myself and my God disappoint you.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Every time.
Well, I like when Sister Cora sang that song. Don't let me make the same mistake.
Over and over.
Over and over.
Yes. Yes.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when I'm going to say, God, don't let me keep making the same mistake. I need you, God. I need you. Yes. Sometimes, see, sometimes when stuff gets, you know, most time I'm sitting down. Maybe laying down, I'm reclining. But sometimes when stuff gets serious, and I have to come up out the chair.
Yeah.
I have to leave sitting down. You have to get down on your knees. And sometimes when things really get bad, amen. I make sure ain't nobody home, but I got to go to the knees. Then sometimes you got to get down on your knees and go prostrate and put your head down on the floor. Say, God, I don't realize how bad I need you. God, I really need you. And so I can say, God, I really need you to fill me up because I messed up. Not you, it's sapping.
It's the Holy Shack, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's the power when you love like that.
Yes.
And you know when you love like that, you're not the person you used to be. You done passed from death to life. Not because of what you know, not because of the bread you paid, but because of the difference you see in the way you love. Because when you love like that, you're showing God that you love Him, because I done told you before, us loving one another is God's love language.
Yeah.
Amen.
So this is going to come. You look soft. You here. I want you to get out of here. You won't feel that love. Maybe you've been beat up this week.
Yes.
Been knocked around. You've had a difficult time this week. You say, Pastor, I'm saved. I'm growing. I see what you're saying, and I'm trying to keep the penny and spend some intimate time with God. I need you to be saved. Maybe you need a church home because you ain't had no corner. When you get beat up, you need somebody in your corner. Or maybe you just need somebody to love you this morning. Pray for you and hope for you to have a hope with you. God's heart for you to see you with God's eyes, like God sees you. twist and have Satan.
When I first came on to God, I've been coming here off and on for a while. It always felt like going to me. I heard back in the day, first they said, when you going to come here? You going to come here?